Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We're going to head straight off to the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline and go to our Oilers Now headliner today for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. Our headliner today is Edmonton Oil Kings head coach Brad Lauer. He is in Winnipeg. The Oil Kings and the Winnipeg Ice start their Eastern Conference final tomorrow. The Ice finished ahead of Edmonton in the regular season. Edmonton went 3-1 against Winnipeg. Of course, the Oil Kings had multiple players, multiple first-round picks miss significant time during the course of the year. They're all healthy right now. We welcome back to the show Brad Lauer. Hi, Brad. How are you doing?
Hey, Bob. I'm doing fine, thanks.
I know you bust in yesterday. Were you able to take in the Battle of Alberta last night?
We did. We got in early enough where we got a meal and we were able to watch the game, and it was entertaining to say the least.
You were on Tampa Bay's coaching staff. You also coached at Anaheim. Entertaining for the fans, entertaining for the broadcasters. Fun game to be a part of for the players. What goes through the coach's mind in that situation?
Yeah, you know what? It's like you obviously in the NHL there's a lot quicker turnaround from round to round, and now you come up with a game plan. You have a strategy where how you want to do things, and all of a sudden it doesn't go your way right away, and it gets a little bit frustrating. But I think knowing Jay, he's a guy that's very detailed, very organized. I'm sure he's fine to handle those situations. It's never fun, but it's one of those games where you just gotta still believe how you want to play, what you want to do. And like I said, it's only one game. You just regroup and be ready for game two.
All right, Edmonton and Winnipeg. You guys went 3-1 against the ice this season. Is that correct?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Now, you've got the older team. You've got four first-round picks, Sebastian Coase in goal, and I would argue of the teams that are left, you've got the best goalie, and you've got the best Canadian, or best defenseman, Montreal Canadiens first-round pick, Caden Gooley. Mm-hmm. You got Dylan Gunther, and you also got Jake Neighbors. But they can score. They got a pretty good team, don't they?
They do, yeah. You know, they're a team that has a lot of offense. They're well coached. They're very organized. They want to play fast. They want to play. And again, I think there's a lot of similarities how they play at our level to how Colorado plays in the National Hockey League. They want to play with a lot of pace. They want to be in the rush. It's four or five guys coming all the time. It's five guys in the offensive zone, active D. They're a team that has a lot of skill. They like to go. They like to play fast. And, for us, it's about a 200-foot game. We have some good skill. We can skate. We can hit. We can be heavy. But again, it's going to be about how we bring our game to them. And if we're prepared to do that, we'll be fine.
You guys, you're in round three. You haven't lost a game of the playoffs yet, have you?
No. We went through Lethbridge and Red Deer both four straight. Very heavy series. Both of them, but I thought our guys handled it quite well. I thought the adjustments that we made from round to round against each team, our players really did a good job of putting them in and executing the situations that we needed.
Well, Red Deer had the two highest scoring players in the league, so obviously you guys must have done a pretty good job on those guys. But Winnipeg's a different animal, a lot more depth in their top nine forwards.
Yeah, I would say, they're a team that can, they like to go, and, they got some good skilled players. They're going to have some guys that are going to be drafted fairly high this year also on their team, and we understand that. I feel very comfortable with the way we play or the type of game we're able to play. We should be able to, those guys will get opportunities for sure. You're not going to shut them down totally. You just got to make sure the turnovers and, the play through the neutral zone, not feed their transition and get pucks in, go to work, and then establish that forecheck and force them to defend a lot more than to be on the offensive side of the puck.
Matthew Savoy, a likely top 8 pick. Connor Geeky, probably a top 15 pick. We're joined by Brad Lauer, head coach of the Edmonton Oil Kings. All right. Is it fair to say We didn't. I mean, you kept Jake Neighbors out. Caden Gooley got in a scrap and tweaked something with the lower body there that kept him out of the lineup.
Yeah.
Are you completely healthy going to this game tonight?
Yeah, you know, we're very fortunate. With considering the length of the season, you know, there's some bumps and bruises that guys will have this time of the year. But you know, with Caden Gooley and Jake Neighbors, they had a little bit. Different types of injuries later on in the year, but we were able to, you know, we made sure that they were prepared for the playoffs, and we gave them extra time to make sure. And one thing with that, and they could really help them as individuals, one, to be rested, but also they were able to train during that time also, where they got stronger and got quicker while they were injured, and I think it really helped it's really helped them for the playoffs.
So much focus obviously on the Gunthers and the Neighbors and the Ghoulies and the Kosas and maybe Justin Sartiff coming in from Vancouver.
Yeah.
There was a subtle off season move made where you got Jackson Wieben from Red Deer, and he's there's not a lot of guys like him anymore in junior hockey. He will fight. He's an aggressive guy. How has he sort of complemented your lineup?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. He's one of those guys that doesn't get mentioned just because of all the peak other guys we have, but he's a huge, that whole line's a big piece, you know, with Lipan and Horseman on that line. I have them playing together. They do a very good job of, they can play you however you want to play. They can play a skill game against you. They can play you heavy. They can play you physical. And Jackson's been a very good, big part of that. He's a kid that's got great size. He's a kid that can skate with anybody in our league. And, you know, he's got good hands to make plays. But he brings a physical presence that he likes contact first. He goes to those areas. He's willing to pay the price. And as you know, in playoffs, if you are willing to go to those areas a lot more, you're going to get opportunity. And the first two rounds, that line was produced quite a bit for us.
All right. So I'm going to ask you a question here. I mean, you played in the NHL. You coached in the minors and in the NHL. Can Jackson Weeb be a player that maybe starts in the American Hockey League and work his way up to the NHL at some point?
Yeah, I think he has. You know, he has the tools to do it for sure. Like I said, skating is a big part of the game nowadays, and there's no problem with that with him. He's a kid that can definitely shoot the puck. He can definitely make plays. He has no problem. He's not scared. He goes to those areas. You know, the biggest thing with him is just, you know, processing the game at the next level. And I think, you know, with the proper focus and the work, I think he's more than capable of making that next step for sure.
You got a finisher. His name's Dylan Gunther. He's ninth overall pick, 2021 draft. 9 goals in the first 8 games in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, he's played between the regular season and playoffs this year, Brad. He's played 67 games for the Oil Kings. Mm-hmm. He's got 54. Yeah. He's got 54 goals, Brad.
Yeah, no, he's a big part of our group, Bob. He's a kid that loves to shoot the puck. He's got a tremendous shot. I think one thing this year he's added to his game is getting himself into areas not on the perimeter, but playing in more inside of the game, and being able to get that shot away and score some more goals for us. And you know, he's finding different ways of scoring goals, whether it's on the power play, you know, 5-on-5 in tight areas or just in front of the net too. I think his game has grown from the start of the year, which is nice to see. And, you know, when you're able to do that and you want to do that, you're going to give yourself a good opportunity to put some numbers up. And he's done that for us this year.
And, you know, at the end of the day, it's the playoffs and margins are tight. Winnipeg's got a good team and you've got a good goalie. Sebastian Kosa, first round pick of the Red Wings, .932 save percentage, 3 shutouts in his first 8 starts. You know, as you guys are 8-0, how much do you rely on it? I mean, does he give your team a different degree of confidence because they got that guy in goal?
I think he brings that for us for sure. I think, like I said, you're going to make mistakes. You know, you coach that you don't want to make mistakes, but, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to have breakdowns during the game. And, you know, the first two rounds, Coase has done a very good job of bailing us out. And like I said, when you have a guy like back there, his caliber, I think it makes guys a little not so much tense, but a little more looser to play the game and make plays. And we've done a really good job also in front of blocking shots and limiting the number of shots against and stuff like that. So credit to our defense too. But Coase has been there. He's made some really good saves. I know he didn't get a lot of work in the first two rounds in some games, but he did get some good looks where he was there and bailed us out.
Awesome stuff, Brad. Best of luck in the series. I'm going to be taking in game three. Looking forward to it. So good luck in this weekend in Winnipeg.
Appreciate it, Bob. Thank you.
That is Brad Lauer, head coach of the Edmonton Oil Kings. Royal Pizza, pizza pasta, so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years. For a menu and a list of their 15 Edmonton and area locations, go online at royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. The Stauffer recommendation is the Mediterranean Chicken. Edmonton Oil Kings, tickets available at oilkings.ca for round three action. We'll come back with this day in Oilers history. For those of you that are over the age of 38, pretty memorable. This is Oilers Now.
I saw The Cult at the River Cree Resort Casino a couple years ago. It was awesome. 3 years ago, I think. Janie hooked me up. Brought a couple of the fellas with me. We had a super time. Actually, the Raptors were playing. I'm thinking they were playing in the NBA championship. So what year would that have been? Was that 19? I think it was 2019. This day in Oilers history for New West Travel. Oh, this was an awesome day. It was a Saturday, by the way. This October, travel on a private WestJet charter flight to Cabot Links in Nova Scotia for 5 days of golf at the number 10 golf course in the world. Details at newwesttravel.com. Brendan, take me back 38 years ago today.
Entering the game up 3-1 in the series, Wayne Gretzky scores two goals and an assist to lead the Oilers past the Islanders 5-2, winning the first Stanley Cup in franchise history in front of the crowd at Northlands. The Oilers were the first former WHA team to win the Stanley Cup.
It was awesome. No question about it. All right. Here's what we got coming up here over the course of the next couple days. We should mention to you that we are going to go an extra hour tomorrow. And that will be going 12 to 3. The Oilers, by the way, I do want to tell you, they face off against Calgary. Game 2, second round, Battle of Alberta will take place. The Scotiabank Saddledome tomorrow night. It's an 8:30 puck drop. It's going to be actually later than that. $5 tickets for Friday's Safeway Road Game Watch Party inside Rogers Place on sale now at EdmontonOilers.com. Doors at Rogers Place will open up at 7:30. The Ford Tailgate and Ice District Plaza will be open Friday for Game 2 of the Battle of Alberta. The gates, the Ice District Plaza will be open at 6 p.m. With the game again scheduled at 8:30. No admission fee and food and beverages will be available for purchase. The game, of course, will be broadcast with sound on the jumbo screen in the plaza. And the Oilers playoffs Mega 50-50 powered by Pepsi and 630 Ched is open now and runs until 11:30 after game 4 May 24th, with the jackpot building over each of the massive total. Tomorrow we are loaded. Guests will include the following. From NHL Hockey on Rogers, courtesy of Mid-City Construction Management, Elliot Friedman. From NHL Hockey on Rogers, he won two Stanley Cups as a member of the Oilers, their lead analyst, Craig Simpson. For Horse Racing Alberta, Sportsnet spec, Mark Spector. Hockey Hall of Famer, Kevin Lowe, will join us as well. And we will do a little bit of open line time on tomorrow's edition of Oilers Now at 1:30. Up next, the Global News Weather Traffic Update with Eileen Bell, followed by Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3, and then 6:30 Chet Afternoons with Jalen Nye from 3 to 6. Back at you tomorrow, noon to 3. So long, everybody, from Calgary.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.